Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. And those lessons can't cover all the details, of course. So these podcasts are digging a bit deeper. And we're in Hebrews chapter 11 and looking today at just verse 28, continuing a focus that the writer to the Hebrews has had on Moses. He's shortly going to be extending this to the community of faith, and we're seeing a hint of that in this verse, 28. But still the focus is on Moses as an example of faith. It reads, "By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel." Now, of course, it's not only Moses that kept the Passover, it was the entire people of Israel, the Hebrews there in Egypt. But Moses is the one leading the way, and he still is the focus. He kept the Passover, the sprinkling of blood. And this is recorded in Exodus chapters 11 and 12. You haven't got time to read all those right now, but if you would like to know more about the background, you might like to pause this podcast and read Exodus 11 and 12 before coming back to these thoughts for today. God is giving Moses instructions because he has told him that every firstborn son in Egypt will die. That's Exodus 11, verse 5. How can the people of faith, the people of God, avoid the same fate happening to them as is going to happen to everybody else in Egypt? What are they told in Exodus chapter 12? They're there to take a lamb, they are to go into their homes, they are to be there, slaughter the lamb at twilight, chapter 12, verse 6, put some of the blood on the sides, the tops of the door frames of the houses, eat the meat roasted over the fire, bitter herbs, bread without yeast, and a number of other instructions, and then they will be safe. The extraordinary thing... One of the extraordinary things about this whole event is, of course, that they were being told to do something that had no precedent. There was nothing in their culture, nothing in Egyptian culture, nothing that had any parallel. It's not as if God gave them an instruction, and I can imagine them, Moses and the people and the Hebrews, nodding their heads saying, "Yep, that makes sense, of course. Why didn't we think of that?" This was something that was extraordinary. It was something that was an instruction from God that to carry out indicated that they had faith in him. It's so often the same for us today, that many of the things that God calls us to do, to have integrity, to pray for our enemies, to leap for joy when we are persecuted, to not pay back evil for evil, but to overcome evil with good, to not lie, to have integrity, to do the things that we are called to do by God, don't seem to make sense in our culture and in our society. Sometimes they don't even seem to make sense to us in our nature and our hearts. And yet we find that it is in that area of trusting God, of doing things his way, that we live by faith. Not only did Moses keep the Passover, but of course the people of God kept the Passover. They had total community unity. And as such, their faith kept them safe. And that's the call to the people that he's writing to in the book of Hebrews, that they themselves also must keep the faith in this way. And that's a great call for us today also. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 29. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, and mccx is my Twitter feed. If you'd like to find us in iTunes, type in mccx into the search bar and you'll find us under podcasts. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.